This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's a lot of rip-roaring good news pulsing through the economy of the great state of North Dakota. It is like pure energy to be on the floor of the Bismarck Event Center today because you can just see it in everybody's eyes. Thank you. Thank you. We can see normal from here. And it is really amazing to see this. This is commerce at work. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Conference, who deserves a lot of credit for having the guts to say, no, we're going to do this. We're going to hold this conference. Mind you, we think it's no big deal holding a conference. Nobody else is having them. There's a lot of companies still on complete lockdown with travel. There were top CEOs in the industry said, do not do this. And Ron said, no, we got to. We got to do it. We postponed it once. We're not postponing it again. We're having it, and they're having it, and look what happens. You build it, and they will come. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at the University of Mary. And I want veterans to lean into the radio right now. Anyone that served this country and know this. The University of Mary wants to serve you now. They're a military-friendly school with online and in-person classes available for you. That could be at their campus in Bismarck. That could be at other campuses. That could be at one of their many satellite campuses. That could be online. They design it for you. Full support team, extensive military backgrounds, focused just on you. Personal care, scholarships, reimbursements. Classes start June 7, and the University of Mary is ready to serve you. Get started by connecting with a member of that military services team right now, online.umary.edu/military. Governor Doug Burgum joins us next for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference kickoff day. After kind of a slow day yesterday in which a soybean processing plant was announced with a company nobody's ever heard of before. And then unemployment insurance, some changes were announced on something that employers have been begging for and now see as a sigh of relief. There was a change point available to the governor of the state of North Dakota in September. The governor said, we're not waiting for September. This is starting now. So it will kick off at its first available point here in mid-June. Governor Doug Burgum, I'm joking on all of this, by the way. It wasn't a slow day yesterday. It was an incredible day. And ADM is that partner. I think people have heard about them. That's big news, and so is the unemployment insurance. So great things are happening. Correct, Governor?
Well, absolutely, Scott. And let's talk unemployment first, which is, of course, during the pandemic last year under President Trump, there was some important stimulus programs that were put in place that, you know, helped people get through that economic collapse that we saw last year. But we're in a spot now in North Dakota where we've got more jobs open in North Dakota now than we had in 2015 when things were rocking in North Dakota. And so there's, you know, the best way to move our economy forward is get people back to work, not pay them to not work. So this just seemed like a common sense change to say, no, there's four federal programs that we're discontinuing that go on top of the already very ample North Dakota unemployment. So, you know, if someone is truly in need, truly is, you know, out of work, has needs, there are unemployment programs from the state of North Dakota that are still there to support those individuals. But these federal programs that were paying dollars on top of that were actually competing. We're competing with the private sector by paying people more to not work than we were paying them to work. And that doesn't seem to make any sense in any world for any of us. And certainly when you're there at the petroleum conference, you can see that. But we heard it from all sectors. Retail, we heard it from trucking, we heard it from agriculture, we heard it from energy, we heard it from manufacturing. There are at least 30,000 jobs available in North Dakota. And so this is one more step we can take to help support the great employers of North Dakota.
So there are two federal programs that I understand. One says we'll give you a little bonus on top of the normal unemployment of $300 a week. And then there's another one that says whatever your state unemployment is, in our case 12 or 26 weeks, we'll extend that for 53 weeks. Are both of those going away as of next week?
Well, they're both going away. We had to give 30 days notice to the Department of Labor, and so they're both going away as of middle of June.
And talk about what that means. Does the federal government then go, well, wait a minute, now we're going to punish you in some other way? I mean, I know that they have... we've had this conversation before, right? And there were points where you looked at it going away, and I believe it did for a while. Did this come back with a different aid package? How did this come to be?
Some of it never went away, and then some of it with the first Biden stimulus plan, they dropped the $600 additional a week, dropped it down to $300. But then there's another program that's called the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, and this provided benefits to individuals who normally wouldn't even have been eligible for unemployment insurance, and that was 79 weeks of availability. And I would say, you know, the rules on that created a lot of opportunity for people to get into the program and stay in the program. And so, again, with the full support of our team at Job Service and with the full support, I think, of every employer in the state who's got help wanted signs up, this is an opportunity for us to, you know, try to get people back, you know, back into the workforce.
And there's also been an issue where we've heard from countless employers. I know you've heard of this as well, because I've shared everyone I've heard directly from employers with your office, and you've responded quickly to say we're on it and we're digging into it. But a lot of people, because of the extra incentive, have been literally committing unemployment fraud, something you can't do. You have to apply for X amount of jobs. And by apply, that doesn't mean go online and put your name in there. You got to follow through and all of that. Do we have an unemployment fraud problem right now in North Dakota?
Well, I think two things. One is our team has been putting in a lot of controls to try to make sure that we didn't have that, because there was certainly a rash of that happened last year when the programs first started with what I'd call fraud around just identity theft, applying for somebody else that's not for yourself. I think that right now, in terms of our people following the rules, you know, part of that's bandwidth. If we end these four programs, our team is going to have more ability to do the checks, support the employers, you know, check up on people, support people that are looking for jobs, and actually just do the work to make sure that we can drive that any incident of that down to zero. And so I think that's part of why our team is excited to see these programs wrapping up in a month as well.
So, again, the question, I mean, unemployment fraud is committed when you have unemployment benefits coming in and you don't apply for, I think it's four, is it four jobs a week? You have to make four interactions with an employer a week, and then interaction means I applied and then I followed through. I went to the interview, I did whatever, and if I'm offered a position, you got to take that. That if you don't do that, if you only go online and apply and then you don't show up for the interview, which I'm hearing from hundreds of employers this is happening, that is unemployment fraud and subject you to losing your unemployment benefits immediately. Correct?
That's correct. And we have been reaching out to employers if they've, you know, got people that are no-shows for interviews. We'd love to have them reporting that. We're trying to, you know, keep track on that. You know, I'm sure it's possible. You know, if somebody has a couple interviews lined up, they go to the first one, they get a job, they forget to call and tell them they're not coming. But we want to make sure that if there are people that are, you know, gaming the system, that loophole is being closed. So we can, again, do what we can to help support our employers that have created great jobs and have great opportunities with training and healthcare and benefits. And there's so many amazing jobs available in our state, and we want to be a place where we can, and we have more jobs available in North Dakota than we have people on unemployment. So if every single person off unemployment got a job tomorrow, we still would have jobs open. So again, we've got to continue to be a state where we attract talent to move to our state to help fill all these jobs. It's something we know we have to do to support all of our industries.
Texter says, I've had job opening listings since last March on Indeed, at North Dakota Job Service, BizMan Online. I've had a banner on my fence. I still can't get people to come into work. Ask anyone that calls where they are looking for jobs what the most effective way is to recruit somebody. I'm at my wit's end. Any advice for that person?
Well, I mean, obviously we're taking one step, which is we're going to stop, you know, paying people more to not work than they might if they were working. But, again, I think, again, it sounds like they're out on all the right sites. They're getting the word of mouth out. But I think the key thing is if you got happy employees, I would ask all your employees to see if they got friends that want to come to work for you, because one-on-one recruiting could be a key element right now, is to have a culture and an environment and jobs with purpose that make people want to tell their friends, hey, come work at this great place. And we've got so many of those companies in North Dakota. Let's start pulling people from other states to fill these jobs.
I went somewhere earlier. There was a delivery person looking for a job, and I've had probably 100 texts of that call saying, hey, send that guy to me, send that guy to me. People made it for years without the extra $300, and now it's a must. That seems a little bizarre. Plus, every trucking company and warehouse in town is hiring. Yeah, I don't know anybody that isn't hiring. That's an amazing thing. If you have some tips on how to do this right, we take those as well. And we're going to talk about some big news on the ag front with this announcement yesterday of the soybean processing plant at Jamestown, North Dakota. Terry has a question, too, for the governor. Others welcome by text 701-367-2054. Or you can call the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline. Answer that 24/7. At Be the Buffalo Spirit at 855-200-1776. My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
The signature sale is going on now at Interoffice Furniture in Fargo, and that means you save 40% on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. You'll also save 30% on all in-stock residential accessories, rugs, and artwork. We are talking big savings on top quality furniture and accessories. So don't wait. Get into Interoffice for 40% savings on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture, but only through March 20th and only at Interoffice Furniture on 1st Avenue North, Fargo.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's no shortage of advice and expertise when it comes to the COVID virus. But I have to say, of everything I've heard, everything I've seen about all of it, what I'm convinced is if you have very good air circulation and professional advice on how to put something on your HVAC system that says whatever's bad in the air, we're going to zap it, that you are going to be in a lot better place than most folks are. H.A. Thompson & Sons is the team that really said, look, let's just dig into this. Let's go out and find the best of the best equipment. And they use these IAQ air cleaning products that kill viruses, mold spores, odors, bacteria, all the bad stuff. And they put it right in your HVAC equipment. So it prevents not only the spread of COVID, the spread of a cold or a flu or anything. And these are working effectively. That's the one thing that's been proven in COVID, to the whole COVID era, to actually make the biggest difference. So call them today at 701-223-3393 and say, I want what Scott told me I need and what he has. And what most long-term care facilities have. H.A. Thompson & Sons put those in a grant. That anybody that wanted it got a grant from the state of North Dakota COVID relief for these products. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com, online, or 223-3393. Terry's on the road. Let's get you in here for Governor Doug Burgum at 258-0550. Terry, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, both of you gentlemen. Thank you for your service to the state of North Dakota. And
you as well.
I'd like to address the situation that a lot of these people that are on unemployment, they apply at positions or companies that they know aren't hiring, and also they'll apply outside of their job skill set. That way they don't have to take a job. I think they should be restricted to so many weeks, and after that they should have to take the option of job training outside of their current skill set, or they should be terminated. I'm 67 years old, and I tell you what, I can pick up the phone today, and I'll bet you all have a job before an hour is out.
I'm sure you would, Terry, and good advice, and we agree with you.
Appreciate the call, Terry.
Okay, good luck.
No, what else were you going to say, Terry? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Well, all I was going to say is a lot of it has to do with self-pride. I mean, I was let go of a job that I was at 22 and a half years. A lot of your listeners know who I am. And I didn't have a choice but to go retrain. So what the heck, you know, you close one door and you open another and you move on.
Well, good for
that's
you. And I think you know, that's a good point. If there ever was a place in this world where the opportunities to retrain could double, triple your income, give you enormous opportunity, are we not living it, Governor?
Absolutely, we are. And you're right in the heart of it in the industry at the conference you're at right there. But we have jobs like that all over North Dakota, and we have employers that are ready to invest in people and invest in their training. So I encourage everybody to, if you want to work, there's a job for you in North Dakota.
Yeah, and again,
we should talk about this incredible announcement.
I want to do that. And again, more jobs available. More jobs available, and guess what, folks? Then there are actual people on all of employment. So everybody comes on employment, we're still going to be short. So we got a big job ahead. But I'm glad that we're doing what we're doing. So that was big news yesterday. The other big news was the soybean processing plant. And again, it's ADM, so it's one of the icons of the ag industry. It's in Jamestown, North Dakota. How did this come to be? Talk about the path to this announcement yesterday.
Well, there's a long history. I mean, ever since North Dakota started to merge as a great soybean growing state and all the great producers we have in our state, there's been an interest in getting value-added capability here. So I know this extended to the previous administration with Governor Dalrymple. We've had the congressional delegation working on this with Senator Hoeven. We've had the tax commissioner, Ryan Rauschenberger, Jamestown, Sussman County Development Corp, Department of Commerce, Department of Ag, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, state legislator passed something this year that will help recruit. So this has been a giant team ND effort across everyone, and certainly Brent and I have been working on this since the day we got into office when we said, hey, we need to have more value added. I think we first announced the concept back at the Soybean Expo in February of 17. But here we are today, $350 million crush and refining complex from global leader ADM, 70 permanent jobs. They're going to be able to process 150,000 bushels of soybean a day. That's over 50 million bushels a year. And, of course, that's only a fraction of our crop because, in 2018, Cass County was the number one soybean county in the nation. And we've also had Stutzman, Richland, and Barnes have also ranked in the top 20 counties in the nation. And so we got plenty of crop here. I'm sure with this value-added processing plant going in, we'll see more soybean acres. We're going to see higher prices for our farmers. It's going to expand markets, you know, for food, feed, industrial, biofuels, and it's got all these incredible synergies, whether it's there at Spiritwood with Great River Energy, Spiritwood Station, or the Midwest Ag Energy Spiritwood ethanol plant right there. But also you've got customers like Marathon out in Dickinson with their, green diesel plant. They can be a customer buying off this plant as well. So this is synergies galore. And none of this happens without, great collaboration with the state of North Dakota. We're really excited about this. And I think every producer in North Dakota should be excited.
Yeah, what a big lift for the soybean industry, which has been a bumpy ride with some of these trade deals. Obviously, the price is coming back, but there's more demand. Nothing but good news here. So incredible. Great to hear. Fantastic news. And I'm guessing that you and the Lieutenant Governor aren't exactly going to get in a big easy chair today and say, we're done, right? What's next?
No, I've got the opportunity to join you tomorrow. I'll be keynoting at the Petroleum Conference. We've got more good news coming down the pike across both energy and ag coming up this month. And so a lot of exciting things, a lot of exciting announcements that are just around the corner.
I'm not able to hear you answer in that fashion without saying, give me a little more than that. Hint a little bit. What's around the corner?
Well, I should just say we'll have to wait when we get these deals signed and ready to go. But let's just know that Lieutenant Governor and I and the whole team are continuing to work hard to bring more value-added opportunities and more diversification to the ag and energy economy in North Dakota.
What do you want people to hear tomorrow? What will be the main message?
Well, I think the main message is the incredible opportunity that's in front of us, and the main message always is going to be innovation over regulation. We have a federal administration that came out, their whole first 100 days was executive orders, that some of that was creating headwinds directly for the state of North Dakota and for the industries and the people that are here, and we think the answer to the future of energy is innovation. It's not regulating the existing industries out of business. It's figuring out how to make a bridge to the future. And there's ways where North Dakota can absolutely prosper in a carbon constrained future. And that's going to require continued investment and research. And we know that we got the people here to get it done.
Texture says, tell the governor he's dead on right. We ask employees for referrals all the time. When my guys bring a friend that works out, I hand them a crisp $100 bill. So that's a great place to start if you're looking for somebody. Good tip from the Gov, who's hired a few people in his day. Thank you, Governor. We'll see you tomorrow at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Ron Ness. Take care. See you, Governor.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible live and online equipment auctions in Dodge, Animoose, Lair, Fairmount, Raleigh, Mercer, Lakota, Cavalier, and Bismarck, North Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. And if you're in the market to sell your equipment, Piper's equipment experts are on call anytime for a free consultation. Contact Piper's at 701-523-7366. Bid online and view all upcoming land and equipment inventories at Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration said Monday that children 12 to 15 years of age are now eligible to receive a key COVID-19 vaccine. As the agency expanded its emergency use authorization for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, clinical trials found 100% efficacy and robust antibodies response in study participants that were 12 to 15 years of age. A final vote for its use is expected Wednesday. Virginia Republicans have chosen businessman and first-time political candidate Glenn Youngkin to be their nominee for governor. Mr. Youngkin on the Royal Examiner.
I started to really assess what was going on in Virginia, and I looked at our economy, and I looked at what's happened at the consistent threat to our constitutional rights and our God-given rights, and saw people out of work, and I was so frustrated with my home state. You know, I'm a homegrown Virginian.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years.
You see what President Trump said? He said, Newsmax is really good. That's what he said. And a lot of folks agree with President Trump about Newsmax TV. 30 million Americans are watching it. I watch Newsmax all the time. I go to Newsmax.com for headlines throughout the day. They have great shows. Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Sean Spicer, Lindsay Keith. On the weekends, they have Huckabee, Dick Morris, and Michelle Malkin. And Ron DeSantis has been the guy everybody's talking about lately. And Ron DeSantis is, again, the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, where we're at, has someone by the name of Mike Pompeo that I think is a hot presidential prospect. Kristi Noem, our governor of the South, is a hot prospect for president. Donald Trump may seek another term, but Ron DeSantis, that name is a name you're going to be hearing a lot more about. Everybody's talking about him, fought against the COVID lockdowns, Florida booming. Now he's taking on big tech sponsorship. You've got to go to the... Yeah, okay, here, so give me that. Oh, you want the code, I'm sorry. You're handing me your phone. So sorry, I'm turning into the technical guru here as well. Let me have this, Crystal. Yeah, all right. We got to... yeah, there we go. All right. Sorry, I'm not capable of doing two things at once. I'm just not. Anyway, so let me finish on this. Ron DeSantis is the guy that fought against COVID lockdowns. Now Florida's booming. He's taking on big tech censorship. You got to meet the guy, Ron DeSantis. So tomorrow night they're doing a town hall with him. No, it's tonight. No, it's tomorrow night. Okay, tomorrow night they're doing it's Wednesday night, tomorrow night, town hall, Newsmax, Spicer and Company. Sean Spicer, Lindy Keith, going to host Governor DeSantis. Tune in and find out why some people believe he could be president in 2024. Watch Spicer and Company tomorrow night, 5 p.m. Central, Newsmax on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell me why Newsmax so you can switch. And you can also get it free on your smart TVs. Tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, Amazon Fire, and YouTube. Download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Start watching America's fastest growing cable news channel today. I watch Newsmax, and you should too. We are live and on location at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Ron Ness, the president of North Dakota Petroleum Council, is here, and he is watching breaking news as we speak. What are you watching?
I am watching the Biden administration respond to the Colonial Pipeline, what we call terrorist attacks against the operations of that pipeline, and basically saying it's up to the private sector. Meanwhile, getting messages from people on the East Coast, we want our gasoline, we want our home heating fuel, we want our diesel fuel. So this is going to be really interesting, Scott, this administration, as this hits the East Coast. If they're not going to stand up and back terrorist attempts against pipelines that bring a huge percentage of the energy to that portion of the United States, they are going to get some serious pushback.
You know, the world's watching Joe Biden, right? And if you can pull off a cyber attack, which you say is correctly is terrorism, and the administration says, well, you guys protect your own infrastructure, I mean, it's going to be Katie bar the door.
Well, where does it end? If the federal government's not going to back you in terms of what is and what is not, an attack on the very thing that we, you know, energy is pretty darn important to this country, as we know, and as the guy who's going to be sitting in this chair right here 2 days from now, who is one of those leading contenders for the presidential nomination in 2024, Mike Pompeo, he's going to tell you, every country he went to in the world, energy was a top three topic for any world leader, and here we are in this country basically saying, you know, you guys handle that yourselves out there. Well, gasoline is a pretty precious item, as we found out on 9/11, if you do recall. If they can't get gasoline up into that northeastern coast of America, and those consuming states up there, sadly, this is what we have to say, but sometimes we need a little wake-up call, and this may be one of them.
Yeah, no, this is very well timed for what's happening here for the next 3 days at the Williston Mesa Petroleum Conference, because we've always said energy security is national security, and this is a prime example. I also find it a little rich that a pipeline attack or a pipeline shutdown are sort of the same thing. They are disruptors, and we have all the uncertainty with DAPL. What do we know now, and what do you expect to find out from Kelsey Warren tomorrow on that front?
Well, I don't think we know any more today than we knew, frankly, a year ago, 6 months ago. We know that the Corps of Engineers found no logical justification to shut that pipeline down. We know that Judge Boasberg has this in his hands now, and we know that he's free to decide to do what he wants to do. But, again, this might be one of those wake-up calls, is that you begin shutting down DAPL, you begin shutting down the Colonial Pipeline, Line 5, Enbridge coming into, the Great Lakes region. We are critically hampering this country's ability to move energy across this country and provide us reliable, affordable energy every single day. Kelsey Warren, I think, is probably going to focus more on the big picture, I suspect. You're the guy that's going to get to ask him the questions. But certainly, I don't think it's going to be about DAPL, because I don't believe he knows more than we know. I believe it's going to be about how important pipelines are to what all of us just count on every day in reliable, affordable energy.
Well, what we all know is that a federal judge is trying to shut it down. So far hasn't succeeded. It has nothing to do with the Dakota Access Pipeline. They simply did what the federal government told them they were lawfully able to do, and they built a pipeline. But the uncertainty is not good on every other provider out there. The uncertainty is not good on your industry. So people at least should hear that even if a federal judge does this, doesn't mean it's going to shut down, correct?
Well, that's absolutely right. And, I think, from all intention standpoint, the pipeline is going to continue to operate, because there are plenty of levers you can pull for appeals here and there. But let's just get this thing behind us. I think 570,000 barrels of oil, of Bakken oil, going to Louisiana Gulf Coast, which ultimately feeds into that Colonial Pipeline or feeds the rest of the country with their gasoline and diesel. That's where we refine 70% of our product in America, is in that Louisiana Gulf Coast. We got our barrels going there.
Let's talk a little bit about the conference as a whole. Today is day one, and, I walked in here this morning a little after 8 o'clock, and the energy just on this exhibit floor is off the charts. And I've been to a lot of these. These are always a big deal. Thousands of people come from around the globe to be here. But obviously with COVID, this one had to be postponed. Many wanted you to postpone it again. You did not, and I think judging by the attendance that'll join us over the next 3 days, plus just the people here and their smiles and say, normal is near. Describe the scene here, Ron.
Never seen so many people happy to just be putting up booths yesterday, putting up the stage for our big stage for the big speakers. Everybody's happy to be here. The security people are happy to be here. The event center people are happy to be here. The coffee shop is happy to be here. And I know the hotels, restaurants, bars, the city of Bismarck and community of Bismarck, Mandan, is happy to have everybody here. But people are coming, Scott. We're going to crack 2,500 attendees here this morning. And we got two more days of people continue to roll in. But the optimism, I feel the optimism is here, which means that we're beginning to restore some economic health into the industry. I feel like the vendors are here. We have 278 unique companies on this trade show floor trying to sell something to these producers who are here wanting and hoping to buy. So they want to see more activity. They want to sell their wares. I appreciated your workforce discussion. I'm just going to take a guess. If we walked around and did a little survey and had everybody raised the hand on who's going to be hiring, they're going to be hiring. So we're going to need workers, and we encourage people to get out and look. But great lineup of speakers. It's going to happen, Scott. It's happening.
It is happening for sure. Let's talk a little bit about today, just today. So 1 o'clock will be, the opening of the actual events on the big stage, but it's already going here on the conference floor. But listen to these topics: value-added energy and innovation. Brent Sanford, the Lieutenant Governor, hosting that at 1 o'clock. And again, developing smart pipelines. You've got homegrown innovations. This is a great one. Homegrown innovations for the industry. This is people who might make something for the ag world, but say, wait a minute, the energy world's here. I can help. I mean, there's countless examples of that, right, Ron?
Well, Scott, I think that's where we're headed, and that's going to be the message you're going to hear time and time again. The Bakken is a world-class resource. We've seen the resilience of it over the last year. We need now to just get better, fine-tune it. We need the innovators, the entrepreneurs. These are in the Bismarck Tribune today. Three great examples of North Dakota graduates from NDSU, UND, that took a deeper dive, found themselves a niche, and now are promoting a big solution to reduce emissions, improve productivity, all of those great things. So you're going to hear that time and time again. So Neil Kashkari today, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that.
Federal
Reserve Chair.
One of the great speakers.
With Kathy Nesset, and she has been on that board, so could pull all the great questions out of him. That'll be a wealth of information. I don't care if you sell popcorn.
Yeah.
You want to hear that, right? Because more people means more popcorn, more opportunity, more stands, more people.
Well, and he knows so much about the economy. Of course, he led the CARES Act program in a year ago, so he's a guy that just really has his pulse on what's going on across the country and the region. But Neil Kashkari, or Mike Nassy, of course, is going to talk about the Texas electric grid disaster. Fabulous speaker. He is really, really good. So
there's downhole well site solutions, too, which means something to folks in the industry. But I'll tell you what, when you talk about the genius of the Bakken and pulling rock out of oil, rather, out of rock, that all started with a discussion like this. So you never know what's next. And they're talking about that today, too, with the Bruce Hicks from the Department of Mineral Resources and other wicked smart experts there.
Well, we've got all the best of the best, and that's why the engineers are all here, the supervisors are all here, and the industry folks come, and they've brought teams of people, which we're just thrilled about. I think 39 states people are here. So, and a couple of provinces. Now, remember, if you came from Canada, you got to quarantine for 2 weeks when you go home, so they want to be here.
Are there still ways to participate in this? Could people still be part of it? And Mike Pompeo over lunch on Thursday is a big one. A lot of folks want to see that. What do they do?
Well, you can either come and register or go. I think you got to register in person at this point, and walk up to the Bismarck Event Center. You can register virtually online. Beck TV, however, is going to be carrying some of the big talks. They're going to carry this afternoon's visit with the Lieutenant Governor and that panel, and Neil Kashkari, I believe, tonight, tape delayed. And tomorrow they'll have Harold Hamm and Kelsey Warren on. And how about that, by the way? I get to have a little chat with Harold Hamm, and you get to have a little chat with Kelsey Warren tomorrow.
Yeah, just a couple of small fellas in the industry, right?
That's kind of a good warm-up, following the governor, and then they'll have that on TV, and then Mike Pompeo they're going to have on Thursday night.
So. Are there tickets available just for Mike Pompeo? Or you
there are not. We are,
okay.
We are above capacity here on extra tickets. So
wow, that's good news.
Yeah, good news, Scott. I planned for 1,200 people, and we're cracked 2,500, so I've told everybody we might run out of meatballs because there's no chicken available anymore, but we won't. The happy hour will not run out, I will guarantee
you.
Yeah.
Well, the first happy hour is today, by the way. It starts at 5 o'clock, goes till 6:30. Walk up, get a spot, or online, be joined virtually, wbpcnd.org. Thanks, Ron.
Scott, you got a great booth here, sir.
Hi, this is Joel Fisher with People's Home Equity Mortgage located in Fargo. Are you looking to buy your first home, upgrade to start a family, or downgrade now that you're empty nesters? I can help you get pre-approved so when the time comes, you are ready to go. We have a variety of loan programs for all situations, and you may also qualify for our Homes for Heroes program as well. Call me today at 701-367-2434. Again, Joel Fisher with People's Home Equity Mortgage, NMLS number 1552467.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
The advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, But the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. Family owned and operated since 1998, offering an answer to all your automotive needs, whether new vehicle, pre-owned, service, parts and accessories, collision repair as well. The mission at Schwann Buick GMC is to prove to you that you can count on them. Convenience, quality, service, peace of mind, and of course, all from your couch. Everything delivered. If you want to sell your car from your couch, you can do it all online, all without any contact. 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, or give them a call with any questions, 701-214-6372. All kinds of purchase allowances and free money going on the new 2021s at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, we're going to give the other dog bed today to the caller who called with the, how was it? I'm trying to remember. Remember the guy that gave us a good laugh earlier. Yeah, we'll give that to you. So we had, that's right. We had a caller and we had a texter. So I'll go with the guy that gave us a laugh earlier. It's been so long,
laughs
I forgot the joke. But
laughs,
yeah,
are good.
But laughs are good. We need a laugh every now and then. This texter says, may not be a topic of the show, but I wanted to share this. As a Caucasian male in my 50s last week, I drove to Atlanta and back. I didn't see any racism. It's all I read about in the media. Every stop to eat and fuel up, I encountered every race of people, and everyone I spoke to where I was, extremely nice. Some held doors open. I stopped in East St. Louis. Zero issues. By the way, not exactly a friendly place sometimes. One place, Columbia, Missouri, Columbia, Missouri, required masks. Everywhere else, they said, wear it if you want to. So to me, this is an agenda that we're seeing force-fed to us on media. It's not the core of America. What a great road report. Dogbed.
Yep. No doubt about it. Right, so my truckers friends have said that to me for months now. They're like, that's the last thing America is racist in anywhere.
So then you ask yourself, why would they say this about America? Maybe it's what they want. Somebody earlier called it a very good, insightful comment. This is about the future, all this racial and, you know,
propaganda,
assimilation, and it's where they're trying to push us to be, not where we are. All right. So a couple of MyPillow dog bed winners. Can't give away dogs here yet. I don't know. PETA doesn't always do that exactly. Got to check out the home and everything. Also today for lunch at PetroServe USA, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City, exit 292, I-29 and 12th Avenue North, spaghetti and meatballs, or meatball dinner if you're at Highwood and I-29. Chicken pot pie, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Tater Tot hot dish on NP Avenue, downtown. Beef macaroni and cheese in Glendon, beef tips in Yulin. I hope you're hungry now. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA. I had a wonderful croissant, sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwich when I fueled up today on an unleaded 88. Lowest price fuel. If you're looking to save a couple bucks with the price of fuel skyrocketing, remember unleaded 88 under the Marathon, Senex, or PetroServe USA banner, Valley Dairy 2. PetroServe USA and Valley Dairy stores. Brent Bolgar is here. Brent is with AE2S. He does some wicked good studies about the oil and gas industry. Brent, you did a study recently everybody should know. And it's a study that says when we pull oil and gas out of the ground, everything gets better in North Dakota. Right? Is that a fair statement?
I think that would be a really good fair statement, Scott.
Because, obviously, that is dollars involved, and those dollars fund all kinds of things. So you've broken it down into infrastructure examples of what the oil and gas revenue pays for, correct?
Correct. We look at the when I've looked at the study, and we've updated it this last biennium so that it was ready for the legislature, you look at all the oil tax that the oil industry pays, just the gross production tax, the extraction tax, and where those dollars go. First and foremost, you've got the legacy fund. In this session, the legislature appropriated a good portion of those dollars towards infrastructure, one of those being a $680 million bonding bill that will be paid for by the legacy fund. Out of that, you've got highways, DOT is getting money, but the big one is water. Fargo, for example, $435 million for the Fargo diversion is going to be paid for by the legacy fund, which is all oil and gas tax that will make those bond payments. And so the diversion is a partner there. Minot Flood Diversion, Western Area Water Supply Authority, like I said, DOT, state highways, county roads. Those are all part of what just was passed this session in regards to oil tax. But when you look at the other pieces that the oil tax goes into, one of the big ones is the Resources Trust Fund. 20% of the extraction tax goes into the Resources Trust Fund, which is to fund water projects. And so that's from everything from a new water tower in a small community to rural water to flood protection to water treatment plants, like in Grand Forks, new water treatment plant.
How are we doing on water infrastructure in the state? A lot of needs there?
There's still a lot of needs in water, especially when we're a rural state. Trying to get everything connected so that people have access to good water is one of the challenges that we have, because it's still expensive to put that pipe in the ground, make sure that it's good pipe, that it's engineered properly so that it flows the right direction, that it's treated so that people can benefit from it. And we continue to see demands increasing for industrial use of water, not just in the oil industry. Obviously, they use water from the fracking and maintenance, but also food processing uses a lot of water. When we look at economic development in the state, one of the big users of water potential are data centers. They use water for cooling a data center. And so these are all opportunities, but we need to be able to provide that water to the communities.
You pull those dollars out and talk about infrastructure crumbling. It is really, really connected, folks. It's really connected. Brent,
yep.
Thanks for that. You do a great job on those studies. Appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by. Give us a nice little overview.
Yeah.
We'll see you at the conference. Brent will be here. AE2S is here.
Yep.
Stop by and see him. Have those conversations. God bless you, folks. Watch for the Teddy Talk.
Mark's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. What's the perfect person? Yeah. What are you looking for? Somebody's already in construction, or what are you looking for in the way of skill sets?
I like training guys that have no experience. So, I mean, that's willing to work hard and do some traveling. They need to have a driver's license, and they need two sums.
And what kind of a pay range? What would your best employee, what is the high-end potential?
The high-end is 30, and a new guy with no experience, 16, start CDL drivers at 22. So they're getting, when we're busy here, they're getting, 50 to 70 hours a week, Monday through Saturday, Sunday off.
If somebody heard this today, Luke, and they say, I want to work for Luke, what should they do?
I'd give me a call on my direct cell phone number, 934-1134, and we can talk wages and when you want to start, and we got plenty of work out there.
It's the way to go. RedDrilling.com, two D's in that, RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you knew the Federal Reserve actually wanted a higher gold price? That they actually needed a higher gold price? My name's Adam Baratta. My gold presentations have been seen by millions, and I'm releasing my most valuable information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. I believe the Fed now wants and needs a higher gold price. It's all about the leverage sitting on their balance sheet. My new report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why gold prices will hit $5,000 by the year 2025. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my special leverage ratio report for free right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. I believe gold's headed much higher. The Federal Reserve wants it that way. Call 800-900-8000 to see why. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000. Call now.